Drops are falling on my head, and just like the guy's feet are too big for his bed.
Shame on us, Romy.
Seems to fit.
We have not given the Cardinals a big shout out. They've got an important game this evening.
The only Cardinals game I have ever been into in the new stadium in Glendale. I used to go a lot when Pop Rose had season tickets
over
to
the ASU Stadium.
ASU Stadium. But the only one, it was actually a friend gave them to me. They were playoff tickets, and it was Arizona-Green Bay, and it was when they scored like a combined total of 104 points, and the Cardinals won in overtime. That's the only one.
Well, that's not going to happen tonight.
An exciting game.
We've got
that was incredible.
We've got a Cardinals defense supercharged with LSU players, Kevin Minter, Tyrone Matthew, Patrick Peterson.
Is Tyrone playing? I thought he was injured.
You're right.
Yeah, he's
going
to be on the sideline for moral support, and he's dangerous enough that even moral support.
Honey Badger from the sideline.
Yeah.
Hey, can you guys stop talking about this? I'm a Vikings fan.
Go Cardinals.
Are they not in the playoffs?
If you would have saw what happened last Cardinals. Week, 27-yard field goal to win it with no time. And he missed it. It's shorter than an extra point.
Oh, funny.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Well, what's really discouraging about that is people forget it's a game. I guess that kicker has had life threats if he doesn't leave the state.
He has, but the rest of the story is there's like a group of sixth graders from a nearby town sent him a boatload of letters, encouraging letters, and all these things. He did get some death threats.
God,
people are
it's
just
a game,
dumb.
Folks. But we do want the Cardinals to kill Green Bay.
Yes,
and I like Aaron Rodgers. As a man, I think Aaron Rodgers is a good man. But I just want a good man to get beat tonight by another good man. Carson Palmer. Let's get back to the phones. Our topic is home improvement. You may not know that if you just tuned in. It's the Rosie on the House Home Improvement Show, where we answer questions from Arizona callers. And I do want to go through this talking list that was submitted to me by our guest, Dave Whitera, owner of Seal of Approval Inspection Services from Tucson. If you're in the market for a home inspector, and I want to talk about what in the market for a home inspector means. It's not just when you buy a home. If you're in the market for a home inspection service in the Tucson market, it's 520-881-SEAL, S-E-A-L, SEAL, 520-881-7325. Let's see if Dave can help me out with some of these other questions. We've got Gary, Bob, and Tim. Good morning, Gary. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha, man. Thanks for calling.
I know one of your previous callers talked about blown-in insulation, and you were talking about the R30 to R38 being 10 to 12 inches of blown-in insulation. I have a house that's retrofitted with cans in the ceiling, and I want to know how to tell whether those cans are thermally protected so that I don't blow insulation in and start a fire.
Gary, when were those lights installed?
I don't know. They were in the house when we bought the house probably 8 years ago or so.
Okay.
The house was built in the early 70s, so I would assume they weren't put in then, that they were probably put in the last 12 years, maybe 15
okay.
years.
Now, I'm going to take a guess that those are what we call direct burial recess cans, and the insulation can go directly over top of them. But on the chance they're not, and you insulate your roof, and the house burns down, and you still have my cell number, Dave, what would your advice be?
If you don't know, then I always say err on the side
Amen.
Of safety.
Amen.
And put the barriers up, insulate it around it, and you're good to go, and you sleep well at nights.
Now, you
so
can
just create a box and put over it, and then blow the insulation over it? Or
yeah, and that's usually done with, like, chicken wire. Real tight-knit
okay.
chicken wire, and it leaves a vent at the top. The insulation just kind of comes in and cones up, but leave the top exposed so the heat can exhaust into the attic.
So I'll still continue to lose maybe a little bit of air conditioning through those, but
yeah, you will.
Not as much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Gary, I will tell you, you can climb up there and get the UL rating and approval off the sticker on the light. And it may tell you if it's direct burial or not. But even if it is direct burial, I still like creating those mesh cones because they're direct burial because they have a temperature sensor in them. And when they get too hot, the bulb turns off and you think, well,
right.
my light burned out. And then they turn off until it cools off and then they come back on. And it can kind of be like a strobe effect in your living room. Pop, 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 pop.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dave, we're going to keep taking calls, okay?
Hey, let's rock.
Okay, good. Bob, calling from Phoenix. Good morning. Thanks for calling Rosie on the house.
Yes, good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to share my question with you. I do have a train unit here, and I think this has been going on for a while, but if I keep my air conditioner on, or I might flip it to heat, or I flip it off, if I keep my fan on auto, but every minute or two, the blower kicks on for maybe 5 or 6 seconds, and it shuts off. Then it turns on, then it shuts off. It does it like 24/7, and it's even if the air's off, even if the heater's off, even if it's on auto, it still does it.
Okay, Bob, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold. Dave Whitera, Seal of Approval Home Inspections, can you address this?
Well, his fan is starting to short cycle, which is odd. The fan in auto position should only come on when the unit is on, when the thermostat's asking for heat or cold, and then you have that 5-minute cycle where it just blows the excess cool or heat, depending on what side you have on, and then it ends, and you don't get the fan doesn't come on again until it's asked again for either more cool or more heat.
We've got one open line. Jennifer, would you take a minute and use that open line to reach out to one of our air conditioning experts and see if we can bring him into the conversation, talk to Bob. Bob, hang on. We're going to try and get an air conditioning expert from Rosie on the House Certified Contractor Referral Directory, and we're going to put you guys in touch with each other on air to answer the question so we can all learn what possibly could be going on. And then Tim in Tucson wants to know how to insulate a solid block wall, and we do have an open line if you want to jump in and join the conversation.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at Rosie on the House.com or Ranking Arizona.